From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A part of the Columbia Memorial Health Hospital building in Hudson was closed off early January 16th after the hospital's sprinkler system froze because of a power outage, resulting in some flooding. CMH spokesperson Bill Van Slyke said part of the hospital's emergency department and the imaging area were affected by the water damage. Hudson firefighters were called to Columbia Memorial after water from the sprinkler system caused ceiling tiles to fall. Ambulance traffic was temporarily redirected, but the emergency department remained open and available for walk-in care. Van Slyke said later in the day, January 16th, and I quote, "We expect the impacted area to be back in operation later today or tomorrow," end quote. He said the large power outage that impacted more than 5,000 Columbia County National Grid customers early January 16th was to blame for the hospital's flooding. The power outage caused cold air to infiltrate a mechanical area above the imaging unit and emergency department, causing a sprinkler head to freeze and burst. Columbia Memorial ran on generator power for several hours before the sprinkler head froze. Nick Pereiro, Hudson Fire Department's second assistant chief, said when the generator is activated, air louvers are automatically opened, which let enough cold air in to freeze the sprinkler head. During the power outage, outdoor temperatures hovered around minus 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Pereiro said when the firefighters arrived at around 5:40 a.m., they found multiple ceiling tiles had fallen and a lot of water. Firefighters and Columbia County emergency personnel remained on the scene for several hours Sunday morning. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. HateWatchReport.com, a local tracker of racist and right-wing activity, reports that three people from the New York chapter of the hate group White Lives Matter held a banner January 14th in front of the gazebo in the park in Chatham. The group had been recently placing recruitment stickers on park benches, parking meters, utility poles, and road signs in Hudson and Stockport, and have posted a video of a meetup in North Greenbush. On January 14th, three white supremacists were seen holding a banner for the group in the village square in Chatham. The identity of the three racists was obscured by mask and winter clothing. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups nationally, says the White Lives Matters group first formed in Texas about 7 years ago by leaders associated with neo-Nazi groups. In response, the HateWatchReport.com group is urging local residents to attend a counter-protest at noon January 19th at the Village of Chatham gazebo. Kayla Simmons is reporting for SciAdvance.com. State residents who qualify for food assistance through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, could see extra money in their accounts starting this week. Governor Kathy Hochul announced last week that New York's food assistance program would receive an additional $230 million in funding. Hochul said, and I quote, "As we continue to endure the difficulties of the pandemic, too many New Yorkers are struggling to make ends meet. These additional food benefits will play a critical role in eliminating food insecurity throughout the state," end quote. All New Yorkers enrolled in SNAP will receive the maximum allowable benefits for January, and those already at the maximum level will receive a supplement by the end of the month. Families could receive the maximum benefit level, which is $835 for a family of four. Those who already receive the maximum benefit could receive a stipend close to $100. Supplemental benefits can be used to purchase food at authorized retail food stores, and unused funds will carry over to the next month. Read the full story at SciAdvance.com. Kate Lisa is reporting for Johnson Newspaper Corp. Governor Kathy Hochul on Friday, January 14th, signed a bill into law that allows government bodies in New York to continue to hold meetings and other public business remotely until the COVID-19 public health emergency ends. Lawmakers in September voted to temporarily amend the open meeting law and permit public bodies to hold municipal meetings via telephone or video conference through January 15th. State Committee on Open Government Executive Director Shoshana Buile said she had expected the governor to sign the extension. The bill, sponsored by Senator Jim Garglin, will extend the previous open meeting law modifications and permit any public body to hold meetings remotely without in-person access as long as the audio or video is recorded and released to the public. The bill allows remote public meetings to continue until the governor terminates the COVID-19 state of emergency with notification to the legislature by the State Health Department Commissioner. Leaders with the Assembly Democrats did not respond to requests for comment about the measure or remote public meetings. State Coalition for Open Government President Paul Wolf is disappointed. He said because the bill does not mandate meeting recordings be posted online for the public. The bill mandates the recordings be made available to the public. The bill mandates recordings be made available to the public, but not how. The provision also does not require public comment sessions to be held at municipal meetings. Wolf said, and I quote, "This has been a real problem during virtual meetings. It's disappointing. We've expressed these concerns months ago, and no effort has been done," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.